We on again, the Sunday podcast in full effect. What's good, my people? Yeah, shout out to my VIP patron, Golden. What's happening? Appreciate you for being a family, part of the BAM family right here. Yes, and also Tenkrot. Yes, another VIP subscriber, the Mag Patreon. Appreciate all of y'all. Now, we're going to get into some things here. I'm going to show you some things with this supposed COVID vaccine that they push on everybody. And every chance I get, I'm going to show you if you take it, you're in a world of hurt. Now pay attention to what's going on right here in the riding. You see that? Early onset cancer. Basically, they're trying to tell you that there's a movement going on and the younger youths diagnosing with cancer. We already break that down and show you that all of those things going to show up on the table. Why? Because it's a destruction move they make by mass vaccination, everybody. And they're never going to stop. They're going to continue until they get that mRNA in everybody. Now pay attention to this right here. Because they even have it out that Pfizer is apologizing and all of these things. I already told you that later on it won't be a secret what this vaccine done to the people. Let's get into this right here and break it down. Just make it run.
Saying just before the break, Angus, is absolutely fascinating because I found myself, I know regular viewers will know this, I found myself in the middle of this because obviously we were being urged to have the booster vaccines. Now, you were also sort of blackmailed almost into having it because you couldn't travel unless you'd been fully vaccinated.
So pay attention, he mentioned blackmail, but there was supposedly a mandatory under supposedly vaccination. You understand that? In a lot of countries, in a lot of states in America, they make it mandatory so you definitely can't move around, can't travel, can't do most of the things. You can't, participate in a lot of things because of them set this shit up right here for most of the people to feel some kind of way to take this vaccine right here. Even if you tell yourself you don't want it, there's a lot of things around you that pushing you to get it. If you understand what I mean, they set it up just like that. Listen.
And so on. Now, I have a very close family member who Rene knows now, after the booster, got myeloma.
Listen. So listen, people, because these people is here to mock you, and I already told you a long time before it happened. I already told you it was going to happen. I told you it's not going to be a secret what this vaccination done to the people. But they have to wait and wait and wait and wait. And all of a sudden, you're going to even see some heroes out of it. People are going to merge out as hero for exposing it. And they sit there and wait, people. Remember, me and y'all was here. This is the reason why I created a podcast. Because I was getting every video that I put up on YouTube taken down. Because they don't want nobody go against that supposedly COVID virus that they're pushing. And the shot. Do you understand what I'm saying? So all these people that are here coming out now and saying these things, don't never trust them. If they wasn't saying that from day one, when they just start issuing the shot, do not trust them. They're all the same. They push you to take the shot, and now they're acting like they're sorry about it. Like they're saying, nah, we was wrong. But they're not saying we was wrong. They say you was wrong, if you understand what I mean. After they help pushing it on you, force you to take it. Pay attention here. The destruction is on.
That would then accord with what you're saying about the booster vaccine.
The booster vaccine.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I was doing a melanoma clinic where I had patients who I treated with immunotherapy for years before it became de rigueur, who were doing exceptionally well, disease-free, having been stage four for 5 years, one of them was 20 years, and they relapsed. And I'm used to looking at this sort of thing. It's usually
so you understand what they're saying now, people. You understand what I'm saying. They're talking about melanoma and all of these cancer that comes up. I already told you what it is, people. They don't have to tell me shit. You don't get it or what. I already told you this long time. All of these complications in the mass is caused by these dose of chemical that they put in your bloodstream. You take that vaccine, of course it's going to trigger off a lot of sickness, a lot of cancer, a lot of diseases, people. A lot of these things that you see on the table, they mention things that was there and gone, eradicated. Then it turned back up. We just talk about the measles not too long ago and all of these things that surfaced back on the table. What do you think it is, people? Please tell me the truth. How you think? What do you think this is right here? What causes it? It's the mass vaccination, people. The dose of chemical that they're shutting you up with, boots after boots. That's what causing cancer and all these complications in the people. Take a listen.
Stress in one's life for several months. There was none of that. And the only thing, doing a borrow on it, was there anything they'd all had just before the diagnosis? They'd all had an unnecessary booster. And
unnecessary
going back to
myeloma,
I then had friends, and you mentioned the right scenario, who only had, I told them I didn't think it was wise to have the booster, they only had it.
People, listen to me, man. You can't take none of those shot, period. I'm not the one that's going to sugarcoat it for you. It is what it is. After I tell you the truth, you decide what move you're going to make. But if you take any one of those vaccinations, whether they call it booster or the first or the second dose, is the same damn shot, 100% in. I asked them what the fuck is booster. It said the same COVID vaccine. It don't say nothing different on it. Just another dose of the same damn chemical, people. They're going to continue to put it in your body till it do exactly what they want it to do. That's the reason why they bring in the booster, so they can continue to give you these things to make sure it demise you, to make sure it destroy your body, period. It's going to break you out in sickness, diseases, viruses and all. That's what they put in your body.
That's what we did.
You hear that, people? Listen, this guy, you just remember who you're seeing on TV now. Just like I mentioned the Dr. John Campbell, that faking sodomite on YouTube. What did I tell you? All of them going to tell you they take the vaccine. All of them. Okay, so you hear these come? They're playing victim, people. They said that's what we did. They get caught up just like you into taking the shot. You believe them? I already told you it's a trick. All of these people that have you take the shot earlier on in the pandemic, watch them come now and tell you how dangerous the vaccination is. Watch them tell you how many damage it doing to the masses and the possibility. That's how they do it. They have to poke you with it after you already have it in your body and there's nothing you can do about it. That's how the government people work. It's called torment. On the side of the earth.
Now, in both these cases, the people felt awful after having it, and they ended up being very, very unwell. Mm-hmm. And I insisted they got scanned, and they had bone.
Oh, even the scans, people, even the scans that they have nowadays, new cancer screening, all of these MRI scans, all these scans, it's going to harm the masses' body. All this magnetism and all this radiation, all of these things can trigger off that cancer because the seed already planted in your damn body. This is how they do it, people. The destruction is on for the end of times, for the end of the people who live here in this side of the earth. In these times, that's what they do. They do it so many times. They just reset the world and start all over again. This is how they do it.
Metastasis, one of them from one of them from myeloma. And then I then found, asking questions, not at work, but amongst my contacts and everybody, I found 8 cases of people who'd had lymphoma or leukemia after the booster.
People, they keep saying after the booster. The booster is the same vaccination you take. Wow, unbelievable. Like I say, people, when it comes to serious shit like this, I pay 100% attention. You should do the same. Don't let them bend and twist you and pull you up, pull you down left and right until you're confused. You don't even know what they tell you before, what they did to you before, all of that being the dust. That's how they fix the world to be now, where you pass through these dangerous things and you don't even remember what happened in it for you to be aware for the next time. You see what I'm saying? They're doing all of these things and they come back and repeat the process and people buy in. Listen to me. It's not about the booster. The booster is more and more and more of the same damn shit they keep putting in your body. All for the overdose to damage you. You don't get it out what. It's a wicked chemical they're putting into your blood vein, your bloodstream. And imagine they keep coming back with more and more and more. Tell you you need it because it's a booster to save you. It's a dumb shit. That's why more people breaking out with sickness and diseases.
I said about the boost that causes this unnecessary immune suppression of the T cell response.
Period.
Well, why would you do that? Mm-hmm. Now, I must say, I'm furious with the MHRA, NHS, Witty, uh-huh. and all this, that, and the other, because mm-hmm. this is screaming. Mm-hmm. And all I was told to do was shut up. I would upset the patients. Mm-hmm. But when all around the world, my colleagues seeing exactly the same thing, mm-hmm. and they were also told the same thing, mm-hmm. to shut up.
That's what I told you from day one. All the doctors is in cahoots. Yes, they're working with the medical industry, the one the devil using to destroy you. So therefore, you have to cooperate or get out. That's what I tell you. You can't trust the doctor. They're fully controlled by the system. So yes, the system tell them when to diagnose you with these things, how to diagnose you and all. So that's why the doctor told you can't trust them. They don't use common sense. They use the book and what they was ordered to do. Remember, they take an oath, people, a deadly oath to be a doctor. Can you believe it? They take a deadly oath, just like the police and the fucking politicians and all. They all take a oath for the devil people, from the devil people to harm you right here on earth and make you feel like they're the good people coming to save you. That's how they have to do it. They have to make you believe in them. Make you trust in them as them is the good guys and gonna save you, and then bam.
Be quiet. This is, I was carpeted for breaking NHS guidelines. And I said, sorry, the mm-hmm. NHS guidelines are completely mm-hmm. wrong. Mm-hmm. But I'm a doctor. My first mm-hmm. allegiance is to first do mm-hmm. no harm.
Exactly. Yes, and guess what, people? All of these doctors supposedly was there when the fucking shit hit from day one. This is why I'm mad. They never opened their mouth. I told you, I searched the whole internet trying to find these people when the pandemic kicked off, just to try to find out what these people that call themselves smart is saying about it. All of them, if they're not mute, they're pushing the damn bullshit. Do you hear me? If they're not on hold, like I mentioned, I break it down. If you can find video on YouTube from the mag that was on it at that point, trying to tell you that these YouTubers and these peoples, they can't say shit about it, even though they might see something. They see something suspicious as far as the vaccinations and the fake COVID, but they can't say nothing. They just have to go along with it. They will get their channel taken down. They will get their rank dig off their shoulder, and that's why they was there, to get ranking amongst the people and all of these things. I didn't care about that. I come in to give the people the truth. So guess what? I continue to beat them down till they ban the mag off YouTube. So you have to understand, when you see these fakers come now trying to act like they're saving you, don't listen to nothing they say. They should have been out from day one if they was that smart. Or they just wake up just now? We don't want to hear shit from them then.
Harm being done by the booster. And as a lifelong scientist, the clinical scientist the problem. Who's been working in developing vaccines for HIV and cancer for mm-hmm. years, I know the reason. Mm-hmm. We have an old adage in our work, as it was, any vaccine that needs a booster doesn't work, mm-hmm. Certainly for infection.
But what you have to understand, what the fuck they call booster, can you just explain it? I don't understand. How could you come here with a straight face and you're telling truth and you're dicing and slicing and saying some of the things and leave some out? The vaccine itself, people, the vaccination itself gonna harm the people. Yes, he say if you need a booster, that mean the vaccine didn't work. He right. I already told you, when they give you a booster, they're actually telling you, look, we fuck up because it's just the shot didn't work, so now we have to give you another shot and another shot and another shot. So none of them never work, including the fucking boots, unless it's just there to destroy your body. And I seen them coming out with clips talking about the Paxlovid. It's over $1,000 or something like that for the supposed COVID treatment. $1,000, I guess, for the doses. And they tell you it does nothing. Yes, it does something. It fucking your body up. Just like that COVID vaccine. It got the same shit in it, people. The Paxlovid. Any one of these things that you see them pushing you to basically take to relieve the COVID, it's all fakery. That mean it can arm you. Great danger in it. Pay attention.
And I think that this this proves the case very much here.
Fascinating.
So I do really think that this is wonderful that you've raised this, because so many media people will not discuss it. Mm-hmm. They will not reply, just like the government.
Yes, they do discuss it in the same fashion right here, acting like they did never know. They come innocent because they already take the shot. This one tell you they did take the shot. Why they take it? Because they're trying to tell you that the system was so convincing, not even them couldn't tell that it was bullshit. The mass vaccination of the people, they're trying to tell you the first and the second shot didn't work, so they come with the booster. And now they tell you the booster is what arming you. I already told you, look out for all these things that you see on the table right now. For the destruction of the masses, it come from that joke, that same mass vaccination of the mRNA cause all of this problem right now. Syphilis, all of these things that they tell you breaking out, caused by those dose of chemical. That's what caused sickness and complication in mankind from day one. All those chemical that they issue, whether they joke you with it, feed you with it in your water, put it in your food, roll on deodorant, all of these things. They put it around you, all these dangerous chemical, for you to feel the danger of it, feel the sickness of it, feel all of these things, and then they're gonna come and tell you what you're feeling. Move.
Right now on 11 Alive, Metro Atlanta is the third highest ranking for HIV diagnosis in the country. So this
listen to this right here, people. More HIV and them break out. They're talking about Atlanta right here, the third highest HIV breakout in the U.S. Pay attention. You remember I've been doing videos and clips to show you that all of these things is now back on in full force, basically worse than you ever know it. That's exactly what it gonna be. Pay attention.
According to data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The local clinics say they are already seeing more positive cases. 11 Lives traceable.
Remember, people, they're talking about Atlanta, where they claim to put all the black people, they tell you everything to convince you to pile up right there because they want to make a black community right there. But you don't understand, in the world of destruction, you should never let them target you like that. So now, and plus they tell you that black people have AIDS more than any other race. So of course, you're going to break out in Atlanta. Pay attention to the world stage.
Is live with us in studio to explain why even healthcare officials are shocked at these numbers.
Oh, they're shocked.
I want to provide some...
Look at this weird clothing that this one come in, black and white for Freemasonry. They know already white rise, people. They force the people to take the vaccination. They tell these people, look, you know, you don't want to fall by the wayside because you're black and all of these things, and you need to take the vaccine. Don't follow these people. And then, bam! Now you take these shots and boots, so what happened? AIDS breakout, syphilis, herpes, measles, all of these things is now on the table. And you can't doubt it that it's the vaccination causes it. Listen.
Context here. Though the data is most recently available, the information is from 3 years ago. So I set to find out what Atlanta's cases look like today.
Listen.
HIV may not look like it did 30
years. Yes, what? It didn't look like this that you show us? It didn't look like how it looked 30 years ago. It's the same bullshit image you're showing us for viruses and diseases, which is laughable if you have any brain. All of these things that they're showing you and call it virus is bullshit. 100% part of the way to scare the dumb people on earth. Remember, in order for them to have you scared and running from a virus, they have to show you something, literally. This is how I know the world is damn dumb. Move.
4 years ago, but Atlanta expressed its shock when observing a recent trend.
There you go, blood test, people. All of these testing that they're giving you. Like I tell you, they know your blood been contaminated 100%. Remember where they put that dangerous chemical? Directly in your bloodstream. So of course your blood is done. They're killing your plasma and all. Listen here.
This quarter for 2024, we've already reported more positive individuals living with HIV than we did the quarter in 2023.
You're testing more, you're doing more testing. Pay attention here about HIV facts. Are you kidding me? Listen here.
Atlanta mostly serves Fulton, DeKalb, and Clayton counties. So if we take it beyond Atlanta to the metro Atlanta area, recent Centers for Disease Control and Prevention statistics
again,
really
people,
puts things
and
in.
Like I mentioned, there's no prevention. It's a CDC, not CDCP. You get it? It's Center of Disease Control. Like I mentioned, they're the one who control diseases on this side of the earth, how they use disease to control your ass.
Perspective. A spokesperson for the CDC says, quote, the Atlanta, Sandy Springs, Alpharetta, Georgia, metro political statistical area was third nationally for HIV diagnosis in 2021.
Yes, diagnosis. They're diagnosing the people with it, people. Like I tell you, they just come on a route one time and tell you, look, you know, we feel like this is going on, you need to start taking your blood test. And then, bam, they tell you about this breakout. This is how they do it. Remember, you don't control none of that shit. They can come and tell you you have any damn thing. You just have to go with it.
Behind Miami and Memphis, Dwayne Ford is the director of HIV prevention services with AIDS Atlanta.
We're all trying to figure out, you know, why we're getting more people that are diagnosed with HIV when we know there are more prevention tools out there.
When you
there's more prevention tools out there, people. Like I mentioned, a part of the masses' destruction is come tell you about something that's plaguing you or, you know, it's bothering you and being a problem. And they come with the supposed solution. Hard out of chaos style. This is how they do it. And don't worry about it. The supposed to be harder that they lay down gonna be the destruction.
And it to the entire state. Current preliminary data shows Georgia is fourth in the country for HIV diagnosis.
There you go, diagnosis.
Concerned residents started sharing this information all over social media. Some saying they're now afraid to date here.
Look what they said, people. This is the new pandemic. They're talking about AIDS. And remember, people, remember, I'm the one who tell you this. The next pandemic gonna trigger off the fucking vaccine. 100% in. Why you think they do it? Listen to me, people. It's like a train reaction. You see, once they come out with the COVID and the people buy into it and they say, eh, and then bam, they hit you with that wicked dose of chemical and they continue to put it in your body, call it booster. Yes, you're going to trigger off some wicked sickness, wicked breakout. Bacteria that can be cured, bacteria that can be treated, all of these things. Then I come from those poison, wicked chemical that you put in your body. It's going to do damage to your cell. It's going to recreate your insides. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's going to damage you enough. You can call your body recreate. You understand what I'm saying? It breaks you down as we speak. The chemical that they put in your body. So, of course, it can cause another pandemic with the sickness that it done after it breaks you down. Do you get it? And that's exactly what they're doing. Listen.
And that's with anything that's unknown. HIV does have a stigma.
It's important to note that this same data shows infections are 12% lower in 2021 than they were in 2017. But there were still some pandemic restrictions in place that could be playing a role in that data. Still, Ford wants to remind everyone that this disease is not a death sentence.
There you go, people. Hold on. Hold on.
To remind everyone that this disease
is not a death sentence unless you fuck with these people. You understand? It's not a death sentence until you take it serious. Once you take it serious of what they tell you these disease and shit can do to you, bam, you're taking these precautions, you're taking these measures, and that's what really gonna kill you. And remember, I did a video and we talk about the supposed to be prep right there. There you go again. It's prep right for me. You see that right there, people? So like I say, it's a new wicked world. They put right there. You can't escape it. You can't escape what they have on the table. Because guess what? You're going to prep these things. Something similar. In another case, they have these things put in place. Where they say, listen, you can use this. They mention prep for a reason, man. You're going to prepare yourself for things to come. Or you're going to get ready for something. So you're prepping for it. You get it? Okay, so they're giving you medication to prevent things from happening. As you could see, that Coca-Cola right there, CC, yes, 33. And don't tell me you didn't know. It's not a coincidence why they do these things right here. All by design. The destruction of the masses is near.
It's not a death sentence.
The message continues to be the same as it always has been. Prevention methods are out there.
or suggest taking your health care, mm-hmm. excuse me, talking with Listen. Your health care providers about preventative medications known uh-huh. such as PrEP.
It's all medication, people, such as PrEP. Like I tell you, they already told you, people, there's never a lane without a tunnel. You see them coming and say, oh, HIV, they're ready for you again. That's how they do it. They have to keep pumping you up with these deadly medication that made from chemical. That's the plan. And that's what causing all our problems right here on this side of the earth. Bam.
A new study finds more young people are choosing permanent contraception since the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Listen to this right here, people. And it's no study tell them these things. No fucking study. There does no studies. They're just playing you as guinea pig. Now listen to what I'm telling you, people, right here with this Roe versus Wade bullshit that they give you with the abortion law. I already told you what they're doing. They're pushing the people to go towards pill. Pill for abortion is easier. Do you understand that? That's what they're doing 100%. And for the people who can't see this, take a listen. Take a listen to
the Journal of the American Medical mm-hmm. Association, there has been an increase in vasectomies mm-hmm. and tubal ligations, sometimes listen. Called getting your tubes tied, uh-huh. in young...
Yes, so guess what, people? Wow, unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. Like I say, if you don't know about this depopulation agenda, welcome to the bitter truth, because a lot of people sleep on it. They don't get it. When they mention these abortion thing and say we want to stop abortion, what you think gonna happen, people? A lot of people sit there with their dumb selves, say, hey, you know, at least they stop abortion. You're dumb as a damn rock. Remember, abortion is already out there, period, to everybody who live in. So that means they know about it. You understand what I'm saying? Once they have it in their mind that it exists, that's it. That means they can get it done. Even back in the days, like I mentioned, you go from state to state, it vary. If the pregnancy, you know, is gone too far, you can't get it abortion in certain state, but you can get it in the next state. It's the same thing, people. So now in this abortion ban, you can get the abortion in certain state. All depends if it's red or blue. So now people, they're selling more abortion pill morning after. They have all of these things, and now people are going to get their tube tied more or quicker. Why? Because they don't want to go through the problem of have to go to a far state to go get an abortion because they don't want no baby, so they just tie their tube. This is how they do it, people. They scare you enough to do that. I already told you, depopulation time. Yes, everything as far as, you know, human being producing gonna stop in the track.
Ligations, sometimes called getting your tubes tied.
There you go.
In young people between mm-hmm. the ages of 18
there you
and
go.
30.
There you
joining
go,
us now.
People, that never used to happen back in the days. You hear what I say? Somebody between the age of 18 and 30 years old do not tie their tube. I already told you that. It gotta be something overwhelming where a young girl have like 4 or 5 kids and still going, and they decide they don't want anymore, so they cut off. But this is different, people. Now a female have one baby, and because of the hassle, because of all of these things, because of all the medication, all these things you have to do for them, even cut them open sometime to take the baby out, nothing natural, but you did that, and then that person don't want to have a baby again. That completely turned them off. So guess what? They can introduce you to being tied off, get your tubes tied and all of these things. Do you get it? Just to stop you from producing. They make you fed up with it. They make you frustrated to make you give up on it. Like I say, it's part of the world, you know, depopulation that's coming up. When it comes to the end times, they have to do it. They have to stop growth and people born and flourishing the earth. They have to stop that. Slow it down and stop it. Listen.
Talk about it as NBC News medical contributor, Dr. John Torres.
Look at them, people. You see where the serpent's at to intertwine? Right at the corner of his head right there. What do you think, people? This is an evil world, and he's gonna come to give you some good advice. Listen.
This got our attention for sure. Is it surprising to you as a doctor that more young people are choosing this method of contraception, which is sort of a final method?
You know, if you see the headlines, you're surprised. But then when you start thinking about it, you're not entirely surprised.
And you can't be surprised if you're these people, because they're the one who pushing you to doing it. They're pushing you into these type of life. Right here. Listen.
The point is, we can't directly say one caused the other, that the Dobbs decision caused these increases in sterilizations. Mm-hmm. But looking at it time-wise, and this is the way the University of Pittsburgh School of Public Health did their study, is they actually went and they said, let's look before Dobbs and let's look after Dobbs. After Dobbs, they found that increased rate for men and women in permanent sterilizations. And so that, again, probably not a huge surprise because of the abortion restrictions that are going on around the country and the difficulty they're having. And I think there's a bit of a scare factor there, too, that they're worried about what is going to happen going forward. And so
People. So they're setting up the stage for the people, the young girls, younger age group, a female to tie their tubes. So they can't have a baby in the future. You see that right there? They're the one who did it by coming up with this Roe versus Wade, the ban of abortion. What did I tell you? Feel like you sit there and you think, hey, you know, they ban abortion is good. So you celebrate and say, at least they can't kill no more baby. You're dumb as a damn rock, people. It's a setup. Like I said, they like to reverse shit on you for you to buy in. This is exactly what they did. So pay attention. They act like they don't want you to kill babies, but they know you ain't gonna have no babies. Just because of that, you're quicker to get your tubes tied. Now you can get the abortion pill the morning after. Easier way than an abortion.
Take care of it permanently.
And I'll say, pre and post-Dobbs, I've heard my friends talk about this, a young group. Mm-hmm. And the question that comes to my mind is, how young is too young to do some of these procedures? And are there any sort of long-term consequences people should be aware of?
Of course it is. Don't mention about the long-term condition if you mess with that shit tying off your tube. You're putting a firing object in your body. Yes, a clip that you put on your tube or whatever they did to supposedly stop your things from your body from operating in the right way or functioning the way that it's supposed to. That's never gonna be good, people. What do you think the reaction gonna be on your body?
That's a permanent sterilization procedure, both of them, both the tubal ligation for women and the vasectomy for men.
Don't worry about it. They also have it for men. Basically, they tear you up just like they do a dog, dissect you and everything. Just like how you see them do the dog. Root them out so they can basically produce, man. This is a wicked world you live in. Why they doing these things to the human beings? End times.
But it is permanent because there are some instances where it's reversible, but the surgeries are not that uncomplicated. And so, again, you think of it as permanent. Mm-hmm. What the study looked at, and it's interesting, if you look at other studies, even before Dobbs, 30 years old seems to be the line, the delineator, the line there. Below 30, in this group, they looked at 18 to 30-year-olds that are having these increased rates. Below 30, they tend to get the sterilization regret later in life where they say, you know, maybe I shouldn't have done it. Maybe I want to reverse it because I met somebody now. I want to have a family, whatever. Mm-hmm. Above 30, they don't tend to have that as much. And it's actually a pretty dramatic fall off at that point. And so the answer to your question is that's probably the biggest thing is that sterilization regret. Is that going to happen 10, 15 years from now?
You see that, people, they're talking about the regrets, meaning that after you tie your tubes and these things, then after that, you supposedly change your mind and now you want to have babies. I said the further they go in life, the less that's going to happen. Do you know what I mean? Yes, the further you're going, you're dealing with the new generation. They're not going to feel sorry about that. As a matter of fact, they're going to learn how not to produce. That's going to be their goal in life, is not to produce. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's going to be part of what they live in here. Knowing that, hey, we can't produce, or we're not supposed to produce, or we don't want to produce because of all of these things going on. Baby, you know, things is more expensive than adults. The clothing and all, everything for the baby is more expensive. You know what I'm saying? So they put these things out there to stop these people from thinking in producing. You can't think like that now because you have to basically have a plan. You have to have your finance right to have a baby and all of these things. Yes, this is the new world. They're trying hard to stop the masses from producing. Remember, they don't want this earth full with people no more. It's gonna reach to a point where they have to stop. It's scripted. It's written. Do you understand? And these people have to follow procedure, and it's leading towards the end of times, the destruction of the masses. Move.
This is my Ozempic baby.
Now, this is the dumbest shit in the world. And like I say, there's a lot of tricks, reverse shit on the masses, and they get tricked with it. Because now they're going to tell you about Ozempic. Remember, I already told you the danger of that shit. It's the same mRNA. It will do the same damage to your cells. Now pay attention to these people. They're telling you they was on the Ozempic and all of a sudden they have a baby. They have a problem in fertilizing and producing, and bam, after the Ozempic, they have a baby. What that tell you? Oh, they coming again trying to sell you the Ozempic as a good thing. Remember, it was for type 2 diabetes, and the magical thing happened. It makes you slim, lose weight. So that's the craze for it. The craze, everybody running down for it, trying to get the Ozempic, is not because of type 2 diabetes, but to let you lose weight. Okay, so now people are going to go for it to make them get pregnant. The world gone dumb. Listen.
This is my Ozempic baby.
It's a new phenomenon. Women struggling to conceive go on the weight loss drug, then out of the blue, become pregnant.
You see that, people? And you tell me that the world is not a dumb place, stupid stage. You tell me. Okay, so they was having problem fertilizing, having problem making babies. They get on the Ozempic. I don't know if that's why they look like this. They get on the Ozempic. Because why would these people need to get on the Ozempic? Look at them. Nothing but skin and bones. But you take the Ozempic, and now your problems is over. Now you can have a baby. You get pregnant and everything. You believe these things, people? I already told you the world is a trick. Listen.
Struggling to conceive, go on the weight loss drug, then out of the blue, become pregnant.
It may have been unexpected, miracle. But we're being excited.
Yes, the miracle dose, people, the miracle dose that you poke in your belly. Yes, it's on it again. The miracle drug that make you from fat to slim. And they tell you all of the things that it's doing for you. Now it can make you start producing babies. If you have a problem, listen.
Liviera says she was plagued by fertility issues, but is now 10 weeks pregnant after going on Ozempic to lose weight.
Wow.
Here she is.
Look at this right here, people. This motherfucker right here on TikTok, they're showing you. Yes, losing weight on the Ozempic right there. Take a look at it. It's only got a head, people. A big old head with the forehead right there, shiny. You tell me, please. Why would this person on the Ozempic to know about this supposedly, you know, miracle part now where it can make you have babies? Listen to this bullshit right
shock
here.
Shock after taking look not one,
this.
But...
Why did this person take the Ozempic? Look at it.
She is in shock after taking not one, but three pregnancy tests that were all positive. And she says she was on birth control when she got pregnant.
Wow, you hear that? You have problem getting pregnant. But you're on birth control, and you're on birth control, and you're taking the Ozempic, and you still get pregnant. The world is stupid, people. Like I tell you, they're trying to sell you that. Remember what I tell you. They said the ho-ho-ho Ozempic. What the fucking original song say? Ho-ho-ho, it's magic. So listen, they're selling you that Ozempic as some magic potion. That's why it can make you drastically lose weight. It can take care of diabetes and make you lose weight. Now it can make you have a baby if you have fertilizing problem. You gotta be dumber than I'm rock to believe this. So pay attention, people. It's a magic potion they call the Ozempic. That's why they use that supposedly famous song. It's magic.
I had no idea the effects of fertility that this medication had.
Taylor Smith also calls her four-month-old little guy an Ozempic baby.
There you go. They even call him Ozempic baby. And you see the name, Taylor? That's how they do it. Cut to fit. Listen.
We were over the moon, but shocked.
She says she'd suffered from baby.
We were over the moon.
The moon? Oh, okay. So it's a moon bump. Okay, I got to you. Over the moon. Okay, so this one wear a moon bump and now he show up with a baby to tell you that this one have a baby because of the Ozempic. You believe it? Listen.
Shocked.
She says she'd suffered from years of fertility problems and was taking Ozempic to lose weight when baby Logan suddenly came into their lives.
Logan.
We had just been trying. We had literally just given up.
Women are now taking to social media to spread the word about getting pregnant.
There you go, people. They're spreading the word on TikTok. There you go right there. And I can tell you, people, in these times, you either can believe me or just leave it alone. Like I say, TikTok gonna help to destroy the masses. 100% in. They're passing off everything on there as real. They make you feel like something there for you to watch, interesting. They have these 1-minute dumb videos to keep you dumb down in a box, teach you about challenges and all. That's where you put all your mind and soul, right there. That's why the world is going down in shambles. The TikTok, that's what it is. It's going to lead the world to destruction like the Pied Piper. Listen.
And while on weight loss drugs.
Mm-hmm. My theory is I think we're conceiving like a lot easier.
There are
you
also
see that
these
people, and you hear that from a dumb motherfucker on TikTok. That's why I'm pissed. You go on TikTok, you see these retards. You see them. Wow, unbelievable. You see the retards, you see them. You know they're retards. Unless you are a retard, you couldn't see a retard. These people is retarded. The ones that come in teaching you shit on TikTok is retarded people. Look at them people and you tell me that's where you get your advice from. It's stupid now. 100% stupid. Like I say, you should delete the TikTok. Don't have a TikTok account, people. You shouldn't have the app in your phone. You see me? I do social media. This is where I spread my message to. This is how I get to you. If I come and I tell you, this social media is no good. It's there for a specific reason. We know YouTube and all of them, they're playing their role. But the TikTok is a dumbed down network. They make it for the new world's a dummy. So you have to understand, either you stay off that shit. As a matter of fact, delete the app. It's tracking it, watching you, doing all these manipulation. Don't ask if it know your thoughts. Don't ask why it's showing certain things in your feed. Okay, that's why it's there. It's a dangerous app created by the government to watch and destroy us. Listen.
Like, a lot easier.
There are also these posts. Mm-hmm. Happened to me on Manjaro after 3 years.
Yeah, that happened to me on Manjaro. The same type of shit as the Ozempic. This is how they do it, people. This is a dangerous shit. They're convincing the masses. That's a good thing. Right there. Pay attention. Now you can get pregnant if you're on these supposedly weight loss drug. Listen.
Fertility treatments.
Oops,
my Ozempic Whoops baby is 8 months old after 4 years of
Tell me right quick. You're taking Ozempic for 4 years. How would you tell that's why what makes you pregnant? How can you tell that's the reason why you're pregnant? How could you just point it and say, oops, I'm pregnant, my Ozempic baby. How the fuck did you know that's why you're pregnant? It's bullshit, people. Wake your ass up.
Fertility. But many medical experts warn not to take weight loss drugs. Like
that's all they're gonna tell you. That's how they're gonna do it, people. Just like they was telling you, don't take it for weight loss because it's there for diabetes type 2. Same shit, people. So now, it's officially for weight loss now, but they have it now that it can make you have babies. So yes, the government people who produce it gonna tell you, listen, don't use it to have babies, just to use it to lose weight. They did never even make it for you to lose weight, according to them. It's just something that they bump into and a magic potion in effect.
Ozempic just to get pregnant.
Wow.
So what's going on here? Mm-hmm. One theory is weight loss through Ozempic can cause hormone changes.
Wow.
If you have excess.
Yes, hormone changes. And that's a good thing. Like I say, people, they're changing over your body slowly but surely. And you're buying into it. So yes, it's messing with your hormones. So yes, hormone twisting. Now, bam, you're pregnant. Don't believe these people. Listen.
That you can make excess hormones, mm-hmm. and then that can cause a hormonal imbalance. Mm-hmm. That's how it works.
Hormone
so that's
imbalance.
That's the connection between fat and infertility.
Mm-hmm. This is my
take a look at this right here, people. Look at the bricks around it. And look how it turned. You have to turn sideways to show you that it's pregnant. The world is a stage. And like I said, don't take nothing from these people. Don't be dumb in these times. Like I tell you, the people brain nowadays is soup. They're following these trends. And I already told you, that's a design plan. Get everybody brain soup. And then now the pipe piper can come and blow the float. Anybody gonna follow. You understand that? That's what it is, people. The new world gonna involve one of these things. People going crazy for these things. And it takes them down. Yes, another Mag Bam Sunday. Appreciate everybody for taking it in. I'm gone.